everyone, and welcome back to the Glam Observer podcast. I'm Jada, founder and CEO of the first fashion career advice platform, Glam Observer, a fashion career coach, best-selling author, Forbes Under 30, and in this podcast, I will share actionable tips, tricks, and behind-the-scenes secrets of the fashion industry. If you're an ambitious fashion enthusiast looking to start a career in this industry, you are in the right place. Everyone, and welcome back to the Glam Observer podcast. How are you this week? I wanted to take a minute to thank you for listening to the Glam Observer podcast. Whether this is the first time that you're here or you've been listening to all of my previous episodes, thank you so much. And also thank you for being here today and tuning in to listen to this new episode, which is going to be about lessons learned from Daniel Roseberry from Schiaparelli's, Kim Jones from Dior and Fendi, and also Gigi Hadid. These are lessons that I took away from the Vogue Forces of Fashion that was last Friday on October the 14th, and that I attended. So I wanted to share very interesting insights and career lessons that I've learned from them, and that I believe that they're going to be very useful for you who want to enter the fashion industry, or if you're already working in fashion. Vogue Forces of Fashion, which is a conference where is organized by Vogue, and it was held in New York and London on the same day, and there was also an appointment in Mexico this year. So I wanted to share with you some very brief lessons that I've learned and took away from the conference that I'm going to share with you. So hopefully they're going to be helpful for you as well. So I'm not going to cover the entire conference, but just the parts that I believe that are interesting also for you related to your career in the fashion industry. So the first that I would like to share with you is from a conversation between Kim Jones and the Vogue editor about how Kim Jones is, you know, a multitasker in the fashion industry, because you probably know that Kim Jones is the creative director of Fendi, but is also the creative director of Dior Men. So people were curious to know how he can multitask and manage these two important jobs. And it's very surprising that he said that actually he works a lot, of course, but he also tends to reserve 1 or 2 days, one day per week or one day every 2 weeks, just for himself, where he just relaxed. In fact, one of his career advice for those who aspire to work in the fashion industry are, first of all, be true to yourself. You're going to listen to this advice so many times, because if you want to stand out, you want to be successful, you need to bring your unique voice that only you can bring to the fashion industry. So always be true to yourself. And the second point was related to something that I was already mentioning, which is get balanced in life. So yes, work it is important, but have time for yourself. And if Kim Jones is saying that, we can all agree that we deserve at least one day per week where we're just going to switch off, even from the fashion industry. Also, something interesting that he said was that if you're a student, don't get too much into a debt. And we know that, especially if you want to pursue a fashion degree, the cost of fashion schools is very, very expensive, especially masters or fashion degrees are quite expensive. But if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, or you've been reading one of my articles on Glam Observer, you know that a fashion degree is not absolutely necessary. Investing in your knowledge is, although very important, nowadays there are so many resources you can learn from online. There are online courses, there are books, there is YouTube, there are documentaries. So while a fashion degree is not necessary, and Kim Jones is suggesting you to not go into debt, of course, still having a knowledge of the fashion industry is absolutely important and essential if you want to get into this industry, but there are many resources online that can help you get this knowledge for free or even just for, you know, a fraction of the cost of a degree or a fashion degree or something similar. And also the other point that is adjusting is when you graduate, don't mind about what people are doing, but focus on what you want to do. And this is really interesting because also it was mentioning that if you find yourself seeing that like your peers or your other students, your classmates are going to job interviews here and there, maybe this is not something that you want to do just because the others are, I don't know, getting interviews at these amazing companies. Is this really what you want to do, even if it sounds amazing? So focus on what you personally would like to do. Something also interesting that we can learn from the conversation from Kim Jones. So probably if you know, did your pre-fall 2023 collection is going to be shown in December in Egypt, and the backdrop are going to be the pyramids. So when they ask him why he chose Egypt and the pyramids, he said that Christian Dior was obsessed with astrology, so that why it made sense to show and present the new collection there. And from this lesson, first of all, something that we can learn is that how basically fashion directors, creative directors make their decision when it comes to fashion shows. Of course, everything looks back at the archive, at the roots of the brand, so nothing is chosen by chance. It is always something, most of the times actually, especially with these historic fashion houses, lots of the time, even the new designers are going to look at the archive and the roots of the brands and the founder to see where his values, the most important pieces, the iconic collection to build the future. So together with understanding how fashion directors do take the decisions about the fashion industry and in general, both for fashion shows, but in general to build a collection or anything, any project, something that is also important here to keep in mind is that studying the history of fashion will always, always be beneficial to build successful future collections and projects. I will also leave you into the notes of this podcast episode a link to our online course inside the fashion industry, which is taught by the famous fashion historian Emma McGlendon. And in this course, you're going to learn everything that you need about the fashion industry and all of its main areas, starting from its industry up to the evolution. So you will learn things such as a business model, such as couture versus ready-to-wear versus fast fashion, so manufacturing, so the history of fashion production, from the key inventions of the Industrial Revolution to the globalization of the industry and fast fashion production. You will learn fashion fibers, so what are the textiles that are the building blocks of fashion, all the materials. You will learn about the rise of the celebrity designer because, you know, today's fashion industry is organized around designer names and personalities. And so you will learn how and when this started. You will learn also about branding, so which is very important in brand management and marketing. You will learn about retail, so the history of fashion retail from the rise of department stores to the global domination of e-commerce. You will learn about globalized fashion media, so the rise of the global fashion media machine, so the history of fashion media from the 18th century to the launch of key titles such as Vogue and Harper's Bazaar, and then of course the impact of social media. You will learn about fashion show and fashion week, so how fashion week became a global phenomenon, and everything that how it started from a small industry presentations to massive stage events attended by, you know, thousands of people from all over the world, even with the streamings. You will also learn in module 9 about accessories and beauty, because accessories and beauty are a key sector of the industry and often the primary source of revenue for fashion brands. So you will learn about the business of accessories and beauty. You will learn also about sustainable fashion future, because you know sustainability is a central focus of the contemporary fashion industry, as well as more modern themes such as diversity and inclusion. So I will leave you the link if you want to learn more about the fashion industry with this course and the notes of this podcast episode. Okay, let's go back to something that I learned with the Vogue Forces of Fashion conference. So the first part was about Kim Jones, and now I would like to share something that I learned from Daniel Roseberry, which is the creative director of Schiaparelli. He has been the creative director for the past 3 years. And something really fun that he discussed during the Vogue Forces of Fashion conference was the fact that when Lady Gaga wore a Schiaparelli dress, he didn't know until the very last days. So he was asking, you know, how haute couture fittings work. So basically 10 days before the due date, he got a call about this assignment, and Lady Gaga wanted sketches, so he did 12 sketches. She got back right away with their feedback, and they had just over a week to make it. So here the lesson learned is that you need to be flexible in the fashion industry, and you need to focus on the solution and not the problem. So even with these tight deadlines, you need to always be able to find a solution and catch an opportunity. Maybe someone else could have said, but this is too tight, it's not possible to build this in such a strict deadline. But you know, the opportunity of getting these, you know, Lady Gaga wearing Schiaparelli was unique. So he stretched, he was very flexible, and he made it. And it's something that I really suggest you to do: be flexible. Make sure that you focus on, there is always a solution, and you have to be the person who is going to find that solution. And then as career advice, wise from the, yeah, from Daniel Roseberry, for aspiring designer, he was saying to find a mentor who can take you under their wings and allow you to make mistakes. Because especially for those who aspire to build their own fashion brand, working first of all for another designer who is going to be your mentor is going to be super useful. But this is not just limited to aspiring fashion designers, because if you're at the beginning of your career and you're looking for help, an assistant and a guide and a mentor who can help you take better decisions, but most of all who can tell you how the industry works and help you get things faster. I really wish that 10 years ago, when I was at the beginning of my career, I had a mentor, someone who I could look up to, who I could ask my questions, because I had many doubts. I didn't have any connections in the fashion industry. I had no idea how the fashion industry worked from the inside, what it looked like to work there. How to get inside, what are the different roles, and how to make the best decision about which role could have been for me. So that's why when I do, now I'm a fashion mentor and I do teach other people how to get a job in fashion, and I believe that the calls that I do have every single month with the students of my online course are probably the most useful part of the course break into the fashion industry, because they can literally ask me anything and I can save them so much time and mistakes that, and also give them a little bit of clarity so that they have a direction or at least a starting point, so they know where they can start from, what to look for. So yeah, this was his suggestion. The next lesson learned was from Gigi Hadid, who was in conversation with fashion editor at large Gabriella Carifa Johnson. As you probably know at this point, Gigi Hadid has turned from model to entrepreneur, fashion designer, because she launched her fashion brand, her cashmere brand, Guest in Residence. So what was really interesting from this conversation was the fact that, first of all, she already had this idea of the brand, but then something happened, something clicked, and so she was ready to get started with it. And in her case was when she found out that she was pregnant. So that was the moment that served as catalyst for her to jumpstart the label. And she said something like, you can't model forever. So she was already thinking about cashmere. And then when she got pregnant, she started also thinking that maybe she wanted to, you know, settle and have an office space instead of working as a model where she has to travel a lot. So she started also thinking about this things, considering her personal life. So it is always from these we can learn that you always have to, you need a plan B, because she realistically said that she could not model forever, and also since she was pregnant that she preferred to stay in an office and go to the same place to work every single morning, and so that this is something that she really liked, for also to, you know, join her personal and professional life and find a balance between the two. So this is also something to consider, to always take into consideration your personal life as well and try to find a balance. In this case, it could be like, for example, if you don't want to move to a fashion capital for any personal reason, maybe finding a remote job in fashion. So trying to find, you know, balance between the two things. And yeah, always try to find the best solution that works for you. So don't look at what the others are doing. If your friends, your classmates are moving to New York and you are scared of the idea of leaving your family, you would prefer to work from, you work remotely. That could be, you know, just stick with what works for you. As well as for someone else, the idea of working remotely sounds like, you know, nightmare, because they want to actually live and breathe the fashion industry from the inside, from a fashion capital. So always trying to find something that works personally for you, and you can always test and experiment and try to see what's the best solution for you. So you can start remotely and then move to a fashion capital, for example, as well as you can move to a fashion capital now and then realize that you would prefer to work remotely, or maybe you think that now your career dream would be to go into styling, and instead in 6 months or in 1 year you realize that maybe you would prefer something different, like going into fashion PR, for example. You can do so. You're free to experiment, because it's hard in your early stage of your career to have everything figured out from the beginning, to already knowing what you would like to do for the rest of your life. But this is going to cause you stress and even being more undecided. So focus on what you like right now, and know that you can always change along the way. Another lesson from Gigi Hadid, she said that she had imposter syndrome all the time, because now she is doing something completely different, like launching a label, being a fashion designer, so she feels like she's an imposter, but of course she is not. But the lesson learned here is that, of course, anyone has self-doubt. Don't believe that just maybe you have these doubts just because you're at the beginning of your career, because even the most successful people, even those with experience who you might believe are more confident, have your same fears. You know, self-doubt is part of the process. There isn't anything that we can do to avoid it. Something that personally helps me to overcome any fear or self-doubt that I have is knowing the fact that fear is part of the process, so I just accept it. So whenever I want to do something new, a new project for Glam Server or hiring a new team member, and I might have a little bit of fears or hesitations, I know that this fear is part of the process, so I just accept it, and then yeah, I just do it anyway. So I don't let fear stop me from achieving anything that I want, because you probably have heard the famous quote that anything you want is on the other side of fear. And probably it is true, because if you want to get something that you've never had, you must be willing to do something that you've never done, no matter how this can be and look fearful to you. So fear is going to be part of you, just accept it, but keep going, don't give up just because you have those fears, you have those self-doubts. And yeah, so I really hope that this chat was entertaining, inspiring for you. If you want to learn more with me, I will leave you the link to a free upcoming masterclass where I will be teaching you 3 steps to land your dream job in fashion. So yeah, thank you so much for listening, and bye for now.